time for another visit with Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, you deal with a lot of leg pain in your clinic. What do you do when someone comes in with what they describe as shooting leg pain?
Sure. Very common thing, Scott, that we see here in the clinic. I'll go back to it. First thing is that we properly take a good history. And we want to, examine the patient thoroughly. And, diagnosis is the key. So what we're doing is when we, take a history and examine, we're just, there might be a large bucket of things, four or five things that it could be, and we're trying to narrow it down. You know, the first thing that's going to come to mind, and we've talked about it in the past, is sciatica, a big fancy word. The sciatic nerve is the large nerve. It's actually the largest nerve in your body, the large nerve that runs down your leg. It's made up of a handful of nerves in your low back. And so when someone comes in and tells me, I got this shooting, tingling, kind of throbbing numbness down into my leg, that's kind of the first thing that I'm going to go to is sciatica. And what happens is there's some irritation being put on that nerve somewhere. The most common form of sciatica, or one of the contributing factors, is sadly going to be a bulging or herniated disc. The disc is the spongy thing in between the vertebra in our low back. And what happens is that disc can herniate, bulge, or protrude, and it can actually create some mechanical pressure on that nerve. Secondary to that, we're going to develop some time of, we'll call it radiculopathy or radiating type pain down into the leg. So disc injuries are serious, and we want to determine if there is a disc injury there in the low back, that, the ways to treat that. We've discussed, conservative treatment modalities in the past, whether it's physical therapy or chiropractic, interventional pain management, injections. Sadly, surgery is indicated. But so sciatic type pain, is the first thing that's going to come to mind. Secondary to that, we want to develop, decide if there's potentially maybe an orthopedic type injury, if there's some kind of tendonitis up in the top of the hamstring by the butt muscle, if it's giving some type of referred pain, if it could be musculature. And sometimes that you can have a little neural traction or traction the nerve out in the lower extremity of your leg. And so movement or activity might, aggravate it as well. We've also discussed piriformis syndrome in the past, big fancy word. It's a deep, deep muscle below your big glute muscle in your butt there. And it's an external rotator of your hip. That piriformis muscle runs right over the top of your sciatic nerve. Sometimes that muscle can become a little tight, and it can reproduce some shooting type symptoms into the leg as well.
So when people talk about this type of pain, is it generally a constant or is it more of a situational?
That's a great question. One of the first questions that I'm going to ask a patient when they come in is, with complaints of shooting leg pain is like, when does it bother you? Nine times out of 10, they're going to tell me, well, it really, really hurts when I sit for extended periods or when I sit at the office. And what happens is if there is a little bit of a disc problem that's irritating that nerve, prolonged sitting or sitting, that compressive load will actually aggravate the disc and irritate the nerve even more, and that will reproduce the leg pain. It's rarely associated with trauma. Sad, in rare cases, there's really nasty things like tumors and so forth, which we rarely see. But it's typically going to be, a disc problem that's aggravated by sitting. What else? Forward flexion, actually bending over to touch their toes. They're not going to be real big fans of that. That might increase some of the pressure in their low back, which therefore could irritate the nerve a little bit more. So sitting and bending are two top activities or movements things that we're going to see that they're going to reproduce more of the leg pain.
So when it comes to treatment, what are some of the options? Are there any exercises that
help? That's a great question. So let's just assume that it's just kind of a non-specific mild disc bulge. Then conservative treatment is typically recommended. Conservative treatment may include, an anti-inflammatory from your physician, maybe a steroid, even a steroid injection. We send out a lot for steroid injections, the epidural steroid injections. And what we're trying to do with the medications, the steroids are reduce that inflammation of that disc to reduce pressure on the nerve. And then obviously, chiropractic is a very good treatment modality. We obviously don't want to manipulate or move around that area where there potentially may be a disc problem, but try to address other areas above, like in the thoracic spine or the mid back and below into the hips. Try to pick up some movement in those areas. And then lastly, and probably one of the most effective treatments or forms of care for, disc problems, physical therapy. We all need to work on core stability, maybe educated on how to move things that we should not be doing. But the more strength and stability that we can bring around that area, hopefully it'll take a little pressure off that disc and then lessen some of the leg pain. Our goal when we're treating sciatic type injuries or leg pain, we want it to become more centralized. So if a patient comes in and it's shooting all the way down into the foot or the calf, we want to judge on how it's going by it's continuing to move up the leg. Maybe after a couple of weeks, we can get it localized to the back of the thigh or just into the glutes. And that's a really, really good thing. So with any type of sciatic type injury or shooting, the goal should be is just get it more centralized, get it up into the more of the low back, and it'll be much more manageable from there.
If you're experiencing leg pain, you need to check in with the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Give them a call today at 918-743-3737.